Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. ...8:50, Friday morning here on KSJE, and it's time to check in with the one and only Wally D. from Wally D. Sports to get us all set on prep sports this weekend. Wally, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am well. Welcome back. It's good to see you and hear you.
Good to be here. Good to be in the studio, as always.
Right. And so tell us how everything fared last weekend and what sets us up for this weekend.
Well, of course, we're in week number 7 this week, and our teams here locally are really doing good, looking good. Great records for most of our teams. We've got teams unbeaten. We've got several teams with only one loss. And looking good going into this week. I know you got the polls up there.
Right. We can take a look and see how they look after the week of play, right, as
right.
we get ready. This is from Monday, the 30th.
Right. And these are the coaches' polls. These are voted by the coaches. And it's kind of crazy. You look at it, and really just – in 5A, we don't care much about 6A, though we play some of those teams.
But, right, but just so you know.
Exactly. But, everything's pretty much the same. The biggest flip-flop, I would say, would be the Farmington-Piedra Vista. Last week, Farmington was at 5 and Piedra Vista was at 6, and neither one of them played last week. It was a bye week for both of them.
Oh, but they flipped. Okay.
And it's just kind of crazy. And you can look at other polls, the Max Prep polls, and that's done by power rankings. And somehow I wonder if the coaches just looked at Max Preps and said, oh, it says this, so we're going to flip them. But they're so close. I mean, it's going to be great to see these two teams play at the last regular season of the game for the district title, hopefully. There's a couple other teams that are in their way.
They're still in it, right, at 5 and 6.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. The top 12 teams go.
Okay, no matter what.
No matter what. So, they're kind of playing for position. Right now, they're still in the kind of what they want to call the preseason before they get to the district. And, so they're fine-tuning and everything. Farmington at 4-1. Also, Piedra Vista at 4-1, which you can see up there on the deal.
Right.
Piedra Vista homecoming tonight, and they'll be taking on Albuquerque High. This is the sixth time in the school's history that they've met. And Albuquerque High has never beat PV.
Oh, interesting. So we'll see if they make it a clean sweep. I don't know.
Well, and by my pick, they should.
Okay. Well, good. Well, that's kind of what you want at homecoming, too.
Right.
No offense, Albuquerque High, but we want to beat you. So.
Right. Well, and one of our characters that does picks and stuff like that, and he always says that's why they pick teams for homecoming, so they can win.
So they can win, of course. That's true.
It doesn't always happen, but
that's true. And for our radio audience, I'll just list the top six here on the Class A football poll, right? So Roswell still number 1, Las Lunas, Artesia, Goddard, then you see PV at 5 and Farmington at 6.
Yep, that's it.
Is how it rolls down. And then for the other schools, Class 4A and 3A, we've got Bloomfield at 2.
Exactly. And also let you know that
Sorry.
Back to the 5A, but that's all right.
I'm skipping around.
Farmington will be in Albuquerque tonight.
Okay.
Taking on Rio Grande Ravens, and that's where I'll be.
I was going to say, that's where you'll be, too, so you're on the road after this.
Yeah, I'm fixing to jump in the helicopter and fly down there.
I'm just kidding. I don't know who's paying for that, not me, but okay. Good for you.
I always tease that I have a sports helicopter.
Can you imagine how easier your life would be if you could fly to all these games every weekend?
Exactly. It'd
no
be a lot
kidding.
Easier. So.
That's true. Well, anyways, so 4A, let's talk about them.
4A, yeah, definitely. Kind of crazy here. Max Preps has Bloomfield at 1 with that 6-0 record.
Yeah, right, because Portales is number 1 on this poll. This is from NMOT, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're at 4-1, and they're ranked number 1, and Bloomfield's at 6-0, and they're ranked 2. What gives?
And
Bobcats need some respect.
They need some respect. And I think we talked about this. We don't get a lot of respect up here in this area. It's really tough to get that, And they also may look at it, too, as Bloomfield started out with kind of a soft schedule. They look at your schedule, you know, the strength of your schedule, and they had kind of an easy schedule. And it's getting tougher and tougher, but they're, you know, they answered the call last week. They took care of Valencia, which is a classification higher than them, and did really well against them. I was at that game last week. So, you know, they're going to hold that position. And you know, the thing that I say, whether you're one or two or whatever it is, you got to beat everybody anyway to be the state champion. So
true.
So you just want to get there, and then you can go from there. And Bloomfield's looking really good. They haven't peaked yet, which is kind of good. You know, I mean, you still got district coming up. They'll have a bye next week, but they travel to Miamira down in Gallup.
Okay.
And that's who they play tonight. Shouldn't have a problem with that game. They should be 7-0 after tonight.
Okay. And again, so the rankings are Portales is number one, Bloomfield, Lovington at 3, Aztec at 4, followed by Kirtland Central, and then Ruidoso, St. Pius, Grant, Silver, and Bernalillo round out the top 10.
Right. And then
4A.
And then other games going on. Aztec has homecoming also tonight.
Okay.
They play two classifications up.
You think
that's kind of crazy. But they play Santa Fe Demons.
Okay.
They should win. They came off a great win last week. They played St. Pius. And I was also at that game. That game was last Saturday. Wild and crazy game. One of the craziest games I've ever seen.
Wow.
I've seen crazy games. It was absolutely a crazy game.
Okay.
I mean, all kinds of things happened in it.
Was it one of those last minute come from behind
things? No, it wasn't. There was just a lot of turnovers.
I see.
You know, snaps going into the end zone. One team covering it up. Another team, bad snap, covered up on the 2-yard line. You know,
okay.
A real defensive game.
Well, that's fun for the fans, isn't it?
Well, I guess. I don't know. You like to see more offense, and there just wasn't much offense in this game.
Okay.
It was a good game, and it really helped Aztec, you know, secure their spot at the 4 spot, you know, at 5-1. They should win tonight and be 6-1 before they go into the bye, and then they get ready for their district season. And then Kirtland Central really moved up. I believe they were 8 or 9.
Last week.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, they probably played, you know, they're 2-3 on the season. They probably played one of the toughest schedules of the season.
Right.
And that's kind of – but it pays off for them down the end. Everybody's kind of in their district, Aztec, Bloomfield. They're kind of worried about Bloomfield just a little bit. But, I mean, of Kirtland. Kirtland came off a great win, beating Grants, who was ranked ahead of them last week. Grants was unbeaten until they came to Kirtland.
And that's interesting because, again, you've got Kirtland Central with a record of 2-3, and Grants has a record of 4-1, yet they're ranked lower.
Right. So. And what happens, though, I mean, if you beat a team, you're going to move ahead of them.
Sure.
But what I don't understand is St. Pius beat Kirtland a couple of weeks ago, and you'd still think that St. Pius would be just ahead of them, but they're not. But I think Kirtland had just kind of a bad game against St. Pius.
Interesting. Okay. But lots to watch for this weekend, right?
Lots to watch for.
Interesting.
Definitely.
And 3A, we don't have any local teams on the top 10.
No. And then we got 2A, we have Newcomb.
Okay.
Newcomb doing really good. I believe they're 9 in the rankings. And,
okay. I apologize, Newcomb. I didn't get your rankings on the screen this morning.
I have a lot of listeners from Newcomb and a lot of people that listen to our show, so we give them a little love. I know the coach really well out there.
Well, that's good. Let's hope that they're listening to us this morning.
Maybe
we get some by osmosis of having you here, so that would be great. But, but they shouldn't be overlooked.
No, they shouldn't. They're at 9 right now. They're another team that I don't think is getting respect. They did really well last year, went to the semifinals last year, should make a run again this year, you know, quarter semifinals again. Very, very solid team.
Okay. So this weekend, some predictions. Can we get any from you?
Aztec's going to beat Santa Fe. Farmington's going to win. Piedra Vista's going to win. Bloomfield's going to win. Newcomb's going to win.
Boy. Wow. Okay.
So
we'll see how that goes next week. Huh?
Yeah. I've been last 2 or 3 weeks, I've been 100%.
I think you know your stuff.
Well, I there's a time that I didn't think I did because I couldn't pick them at all, but
so far, so good.
Doing a lot better.
Okay. We'll see how it goes. But
right.
And again, you're on the road to Albuquerque tonight
for
the Farmington game.
I'm actually headed out here in just a little bit.
So. All right. Well, drive safe.
All right.
Wally, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You bet. It. That's Wally D. from Wally D. Sports, everyone. He comes by to visit with me and try to educate me on sports. So that is a selfless workload, I'm afraid. But thanks for doing what you do. Well, AD from Wall AD Sports, my guest here on KSJE. And before we go, we'll talk a little bit about the weather forecast, and it's going to be eventually a sunny day. We did have some rain showers moving through earlier today and some thunder and lightning that I heard even here in the studio. Here's a picture of San Juan College from earlier this morning, and it was definitely kind of a wet morning as some of these showers moved in, but the forecast calls for things to dry out, and eventually we'll see a high today of about 79 degrees. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low of 43, and then a cooler weekend with highs tomorrow of 72 on Saturday, 71 on Sunday, and overnight lows, though, take a look, in the mid to upper 30s. So things are getting chilly overnight. Then mid-70s on Monday, upper 70s again for Tuesday and Wednesday before things really cool off, and we have highs only in the 60s for later next week. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for listening, everyone, and for tuning in. This is San Juan County's only visual radio station, KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico. Have a great weekend. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.